NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is in Winnipeg today, and he joins me on the phone now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
I played the clip there because we're asking people about what frustrates them when it comes to politicians. I may ask you the question of the day as well. But first of all, welcome back to Winnipeg, and why are you here?
Here to talk to people, here to lay out our plan for how we can make life more affordable, here to hear about the concerns of Winnipeggers and Manitobans, and to talk about some of the major concerns around the cost of groceries and the cost of housing. We know people are feeling really squeezed on these two fronts, and I want to give folks some hope that we can actually bring down the prices.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the cost of groceries. I really think you have been a champion on affordability for Canadians, and I congratulate you on that. I don't even really get into whether or not I think the carbon tax is effective. But why have you not been harder on the Liberal government, Mr. Trudeau's government? You're working with them. Why have you not been harder on the carbon tax? Because I think right now it boils down to affordability for many people.
Well, you know, this is the thing, and this is what I would make a contrast with me and Pierre Poilievre. I'm actually concerned about making people's lives better. So I look at the real problem. You know when they say if you misdiagnose a problem, you're never actually going to cure the illness? Well, what is the major driver? Not minor, maybe arguable. What is the major driver that is pushing up the cost of food when people go and do the groceries? It has become abundantly clear that it is corporate greed. That has been confirmed by the Competition Bureau of Canada, who has investigated this and found conclusively that the profit margins for large corporate grocery stores are up. Their profits are not just high, aren't just huge, they're record-breaking. So how is it that these corporate grocery stores are making record profits while Canadians are struggling? Well, we don't have to look too far back to know the reason why. In 2018, in our country, in Canada, large bread producers and corporate grocery stores were found guilty of colluding to jack up the price of bread. They were found guilty of doing so. And now we are forcing these companies to go under investigation because we believe the same thing is happening now. They've all increased their prices. This is clearly what's going on. But what is very noticeable is that Pierre Poilievre has never uttered the word corporate greed. He's never even touched on what is conclusively the major driver. In fact, he is lying to the two of the largest provinces in our country, that saying that it's about the carbon tax, when BC doesn't even have a federal carbon tax and Quebec doesn't have a carbon tax, period. But he goes there and lies to the people that he's going to axe a tax that doesn't even exist, because for Pierre Poilievre, he actually doesn't care about making life better for people. He's picking a fight when it's not actually the fight. And I know why. Because his chief strategist is a corporate lobbyist for the largest corporate grocery store, Loblaws. That's who he wants to defend. He doesn't want to take on the real problem here. And that's what I'm offended about.
But back to the carbon tax and the Prime Minister and affordability. Why not say to Mr. Trudeau, Mr. Trudeau, Canadians deserve a pause on the carbon tax right now?
Well, I'm really focused on what people tell me their number one concern is. And this is why it's so important that I make this point. When I hear from people, they say to me, my grocery prices are high. That's what I hear. It costs me so much when I go into the grocery store. It costs me so much to rent or to buy a home. I want to address exactly what people are going through. And to do that, what we're doing is let's take on that corporate greed. That's the problem. With Pierre Poilievre, he's not actually going to go after the actual cause why people go into a grocery store and say, you know what, I can't afford these things for my family.
Yeah, you made your point about Pierre Poilievre. But if it really is corporate greed, okay, although, you know, the thoughts on that are sort of mixed, right? Bank of Canada said, no, it's not happening. I tend to agree with you. I think it is happening. But you know what? If it is about affordability, wouldn't a pause on the carbon tax help Canadians out?
Well, this is the thing. And I disagree with the way that the Liberals have approached this. I believe, of course, there's a cost to polluting, and I don't want big polluters to pollute our water. I don't want them to pollute our air or our land. I think that we've got to put in place protections to prevent that from happening. But really, I want to focus my efforts on what's going to actually save people money right now. And so that's why we're also focused on housing. Let's build homes that people can afford. Let's make sure young people can actually find a place that they can afford to rent if they choose to, or buy if they want to. I'm putting my efforts towards the actual problems that people tell me they're going through. And that's where I'm putting my effort. That's where I'm putting my energy. Let's put it towards the actual things that people tell me about. They say, I can't afford a home. I can't afford my rent. I can't afford groceries. That's where I'm putting my energy. That's where I'm putting my effort.
Okay. Yep. Fair enough. Chris says, text message question from listener Chris, 780-6868. Hal, why is Mr. Singh, why should I vote for Mr. Singh when he's seemingly in lockstep with the Liberals? I had Liberal fatigue last election, voted for the NDP, and now they're working together.
Well, this is something important for Canadians to know and for Winnipeggers and Manitobans to know. New Democrats have a very clear goal. We're very straightforward. Every single time in the history of this country, when New Democrats have had power in a minority government, we will always use it for people. Tommy Douglas from the Prairies did that to bring in universal health care. Stephen Lewis did that to bring in things like old age security and pension. All the things that we rely on as Canadians to give us a little bit of a safety net that we know that we're going to have this backup support for us. These are things New Democrats brought in. I will always use my power for people. I will always fight whoever is in power to get Ottawa to work for you. That's what we do. That's what New Democrats always do. So you can count on that. I'm not interested in just picking fights for no reason. I don't want to fight just for the sake of fighting. I want to fight to make your life better. And so that's what we're doing. We're bringing in dental care. We're bringing in pharma care. I believe that's the role. That's why I became a politician, to make a difference in people's lives, to show that I can use my power that people have granted me, this huge honor, to do something that will make their lives better. And I can say that confidently. That's what we do every single day. I can't say that's the case for the Liberals, who are so out of touch. I can't say that's the case for the Conservatives, who really just want to cut and gut all the things that people need.
How does it feel having an NDP premier here in Manitoba in Wab Canoe?
Oh, it's incredible. And I think what's so exciting is you see what you get with a Conservative, or with Conservatives before. They were cutting health care. They were making it so hard, cutting back on emergency rooms and emergency centers. And now immediately with the New Democrat government, you see the difference. Commitment to health care, commitment to workers, commitment to people. That's really exciting. And I think it shows this is what you get when a government and a party is focused on your needs and putting you first.
I think we've heard the talk. I think we're all anxious here in Manitoba. Whatever political party you voted for in early October, I think we're all anxious to see the talk become the walk and results, and the action is in the form of the budget. And now I think we want to see results just for fun. And I want you to understand this. You don't know me, but I want you to know that I really appreciate your service to our country. And I think it takes a lot of courage and a lot of chutzpah to run for political office. So the question of the day at CJOB.com is asked with a bit of a smile here, but I'm curious to know what frustrates you the most as the leader of the federal NDP party. So the question is, what frustrates you the most about politicians? We could have gone on and on with options, but we went with four. Let me ask you, which one frustrates you the most? And you're a politician, federal leader. They can't give a straight answer to a question. Their inability to work together, their childish behavior when debating, back to that clip from QP, although that wasn't even a bad back and forth between Poilievre and Trudeau. And the other option is never getting anything accomplished. What about you? What frustrates you the most?
Huh.
You can add a new one if you want to. You can go with your own option.
Well, yeah, okay. I would say it's the people that need help the most are the ones that are most often ignored. Like I see people in power, governments in power, often, and federally it's been Liberal or Conservative, will jump into action if a corporation says they need help. If a large multi-billion-dollar corporation says, oh, we got a problem, there's this immediate reaction. But when everyday working class people say, hey, we're going through a struggle, hey, this is something mm-hmm. that's bothering us, there's just this like lack of urgency and understanding of what everyday people go through. That is probably one of my most frustrating things that I see, that working people, that everyday people are constantly ignored, and just the super powerful, the super rich have the ear of governments. And that to me is really frustrating.
Well, and I meant what I said. You've been a real champion for Canadians, all Canadians, on especially affordability. And I encourage you to keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
All right. Thanks for your time. Jagmeet Singh, federal NDP leader in Winnipeg today, focusing in on health care when he meets our Premier Wab Kanu a little later on today.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.